The North American Scrabble Championship kicks off this weekend in Las Vegas. Last year, the winning word was leverates, which Merriam-Webster defines as the sometimes compulsory marriage of a widow to the brother of her deceased husband. Michael Fagan is the one who played that obscure word. He's the reigning North American Scrabble champion, and he'll defend his title starting this weekend. He joins us now from Montreal via Skype. Michael, welcome, and thanks for taking the time to join us right before this big tournament, taking a break from maybe poring through the dictionary. I don't know, how do you prepare for a Scrabble championship?
So one of the things a lot of people do is study words, and this is important because during games, you're not allowed to use a dictionary. Obviously, the more words you know, the better, but you also have to be able to like find them, rearrange them, and find where the words play on the board. There's also like spatial awareness, but also for me, I find like attitude and frame of mind can also play a key role.
What do you mean, attitude and frame of mind?
Yeah, so sometimes just if you can really like focus on Scrabble and you like make sure there's nothing else distracting you, like other things in life you need to do, and like you do things like get enough sleep and eat well. I mean, it's common people say that, but I find from my experience, it actually makes a noticeable difference.
So do you end up needing to know the definition of the word? Do you go in knowing how to spell leverates? Does it help you to also know what it means?
In the game, you don't have to know what the word means, although sometimes knowing the definition can be helpful. So I know, like, can you add an S onto it? Can you add ED onto it? And so on.
So for anybody that hasn't played Scrabble, this isn't the same as like a spelling championship. This is a game where you draw the tiles out of the bag. You have your letters. You have to form words on a board. You get more points if you have harder letters. Like, you get more points for an X than you do for an E, longer words. When your opponent plays a word, do you have a time limit for coming up with the word to play off of theirs?
So you have 25 minutes for all of your moves during a game. For each individual move, though, you can spend as long or as little as you want, as long as you don't use more than 25 minutes for the whole game.
You know, speaking of timing, the Washington Post reported that after you won last year, you had gotten a train ticket to where you had to catch a train an hour and a half after the tournament ended. Like, you hadn't realized you were going to be competing in that final round. I hope this year you've given yourself a little bit more time to check out of your hotel and catch your train. Have you given yourself a little more of a buffer?
I did. I mean, I was definitely did a lot of planning last year, but I just thought the chances of me making it through the finals were so slim, I didn't really think that was going to be much of a concern.
Why did you think that?
So they actually have seeds, and I was seeded in the lower half. The competition had never before been won by someone in the lower half, and it was my fourth time doing this event, and the first three times, I never finished anywhere higher than, like, the middle of the rankings, so I just didn't think I had any realistic chance.
Why do you think you did end up winning, then? Have you thought about that, about how you ended up pulling it off?
It is definitely some luck, and overall, I would say I was very lucky with the tiles I drew. I also felt that was, with my good attitude, I was able to be very focused during my games play as well. Also possible because this last year, it was the first time we had this event since 2019 because we were canceled for 2 years during the pandemic. Mm. So maybe some people were out of practice. There's actually another big tournament 2 weeks prior to the one in Baltimore last year that a lot of people did. And maybe some people who did that, I think based on the results, were tired after having done that.
Mm. You know, Scrabble was invented in 1938. You probably knew that. I didn't. But for a game that is as old as it is, it's surprising it is still as popular as it is. What gives it its lasting power, do you think, in this age when we have so many highly technologically advanced entertainments?
As one person once described it, each game is like a snowflake. Every game is different, and like no two games are alike. You're always going to pick different tiles. Each game's going to unfold differently, so it never gets boring.
Do you remember the first time you ever played Scrabble?
Yeah, it was actually like when I was probably less, maybe like 5 years old or so. I was very young, just playing casually with my mother, and like she would help me.
How did she help you? She gave you words or she gave you hints? Or?
I mean, this was a long time ago, so I don't remember exactly how, but that sounds about right. I started at a very, very young age. As young as 3 years old, I was using fridge magnets to spell out all kinds of words. And it was also on one occasion, my parents were playing a casual game and I took the letters from the board and started to spell out the names of my classmates at 3 years old.
Yeah, so you were kind of born to this game. So you're from Montreal. Do the people where you live know that you're the North American Scrabble Championship? Or maybe you have like one of those great big like wrestling championship belts that you wear when you're walking around town.
Well, there's no like specific piece of clothing I wear, but I think most people know that I've won this event. I did win a trophy that stands proudly on my dresser, so I can see it every day.
I would stand on my dresser too. Well, good luck. I do hope you get plenty of relaxation and sleep before you enter that very first match. Michael Fagan, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Michael Fagan is the North American Scrabble champion. He'll compete in this year's championship, which starts this weekend.